Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 16th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a quarter of a cent, closing at 356 and a quarter. January beans up 7¾ cents, closing at 1036 and three quarters. March wheat steady, closing at 409 and a quarter. We actually traded the corn about a penny higher in the aftermarket, and the wheat almost 2 cents higher in the aftermarket. The beans put on quite a show here today. They broke a good 15 cents off their highs before the close, the 7:45 close. We broke it after that down to 9:30, and then at 9:30 the market turned around and started to rally. Now about 10:30, Safras came out with their Brazilian estimate up 2.6 million metric tons. It's up 10% from last year. You would have thought that would have broke the bean market. It didn't. It looks like the beans were, I guess, focusing on fund buying because of the hot, dry weather in Argentina. It almost acted like somebody had changed the forecast and put in more dryness and more heat in Argentina. Now, the fact of the matter is, if Brazil is up 2.6 million metric tons, they can afford to lose some beans in Argentina. But with the funds already long, they pushed the upside here. The meal was up $3, and that's really where the strength in the beans came from. You would have thought that we could have turned the corn and wheat around even better. The corn rallied three off its lows. The wheat rallied about a nickel off its lows. So it helped a little bit out here. But, you know, I still think with this cold weather and the winds, and the snow that's coming in, we're going to be feeding more grain out here. The funds are heavily short wheat. They're very short the corn. And, you know, I keep thinking that they're going to cover before the end of the year, but so far, no go. Again, I don't want to be short wheat and corn down at these levels. If you're selling any grain, any corn or wheat, for whatever reasons, I would certainly re-own a call option to keep the upside open here. The bean market, we're getting close to making some new cash recommendations. We'll see how the market acts on Monday. But if we could get another 20-cent rally on old crop, I think we'll look at selling some more beans up around that level. You know, I think these beans, between the increased acres, between the bigger Brazilian crop, I think we can see some big carryouts out here next year without any weather problems. So we're certainly going to look to defend good prices out here. We certainly will. If you need some help with this marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. We spend most of our time working one-on-one with our clients, helping them manage the risk. If you don't have a marketing plan for the grains that you've got in the bin or for what's going to be out there in the field this year, we're happy to help work with you. We take things slow, try to get you up to speed and the right way to manage this risk out here. So if you're interested, give us a call. We'd be happy to send you out my private email. The phone number is 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Or you can log on to our website, www.topthird.com. Have a good weekend.